This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI. Let's talk tech with Stephen Scott of Double Tap Canada. Of course, you can hear Double Tap Canada Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on AMI Audio. And Stephen joins us today from Glasgow, Scotland. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Dave. How are you?
I'm well. So, Stephen, you've got the full gambit of new Microsoft hardware to discuss today. So let's jump through a couple of these different items and get your analysis and thoughts on them. And let's begin with the Surface Laptop 4. So what are some of the features of this new version of the Surface Laptop?
Oh, look, Dave, I'm going to start off by saying, look, they're all boring. They're always boring. Microsoft, it's like wearing a big suit every time you talk about Microsoft product, a big itchy suit. You know, I think it's great that Microsoft bring out products. I love them. Can you tell? No, I do. I love new technology, but generally it's just, I don't know, it's always very boring. And Surface Laptop 4, if I'm honest, I was kind of hoping it'd be the Surface Pro 8, which is really what I was more interested in. But the Surface Pro 4 is actually a beautiful laptop. Comes in 13 and 15 inch. This is the big, I would say the most closest equivalent you'll get to a MacBook Air. It's got that same razor thin design. It's got that beautiful hinge. It doesn't have the detachable keyboard, but it is a touchscreen. So, you know, you've got a beautiful device there, which it feels good. It's got a beautiful, very nice to touch, lovely touch. Although remember and disinfect it afterwards, Dave. Right. Very important information.
In these times especially. Careful. Hey, Stephen, how do you feel about some of these hybrid touchscreen laptops? Personally, I like my touchscreens to be touchscreens and my laptops to be my laptops. But how do you feel about some of these hybrids?
Yeah, it's really interesting, isn't it? Because from an accessibility point of view, I have to say I'm not so keen. But then I think from your perspective, you might actually quite like this. You know, the whole kind of pinch to zoom, which we get used to on our phones in order to get closer to something or magnify something, you know, that can be really beneficial. For screen reader users like me, I don't really have a use for a touchscreen. In fact, if it's anything else, it's something else to knock and break.
Right, right.
You know, or you accidentally touch the screen and you suddenly you're somewhere you never intended to be, or you're tapping on something you didn't want to tap on. So, you know, it's not ideal, I think, for a screen reader user, but for people with low vision, it does mean higher quality graphics. So I think, you know, I know you use a magnification, so this would actually help you.
But like I said, when I'm playing with touchscreens, I prefer them to be my tablet, right? I like watching content or reading an ebook on a tablet. For my day-to-day stuff, I like having a keyboard and a mouse and a screen that I can stick my face right into and my nose can rub against it. And it's not going to set anything up askew as I'm taking closer looks. What's the price tag on this Surface 4 laptop?
So it's kind of around the same price as you would expect from MacBook Air at the moment. Everything's kind of kicking around the £1,000, well, I say pound, dollar mark. It's the same across the countries. You know, US at the moment, it's the £1,000. Everything starts at about $999. Of course, it depends on what you buy. The big difference between this particular model and previous Surface laptops is that they've introduced an AMD option. Now, what does that mean? Well, the processor, the brain inside the laptop, you have a different option now, where Intel, of course, was the leader for many years. We're starting to see Intel get more and more competition, and AMD, which is a company that makes chips that go inside and becomes the brain of these computers, that is now an option on Surface products, which wasn't there before. And a lot of people are saying that these processors are much faster than Intel. The machines don't heat up as much. They're far more power efficient. And that's really what Microsoft have gone for here in the Surface Laptop Pro, or 4, I should say. They've gone for the power, the efficiency, battery efficiency as well, which is key. It's like to a lot of people who want to get back out there.
It's like when you and I go to the gym, it's all about power and efficiency when we're hitting that bench press bar. I know.
When I'm walking past that gym every day, when I walk past it, Dave, I am thinking about power and efficiency because that is what's going to get me to that Burger King.
Oh, you and I are kindred spirits, even on other sides of the ocean. Stephen, let's jump over to Microsoft's new modern webcam. So what makes this webcam so modern?
Sorry, it's more boring stuff. They've basically what they've done, right? Microsoft launched a webcam. Wow! Like, I don't have enough of those in my life, right? So, yeah, when you've now got webcams. But this, you know, this is supposed to be a very basic webcam, 1080p, 30 frames per second. So it's very basic, but it's a decent little webcam. It's coming in at around $70. So, you know, it's not a huge amount of money. It's up against what I would say their biggest competitor is the Logitech C920S, which is a major and very, very popular, actually, webcam that was really overpriced during the beginning of the pandemic. These things were going for hundreds of dollars, which was ridiculous. But the reality is it's usually around the $70 to $90 mark. This is going to be a decent webcam for you for what is being called the hybrid office, Dave. That's what the new phrase of the moment is, where you're working between home and the office.
Right, absolutely, which is something that folks are becoming very familiar with, which means also they may be becoming more familiar with headphones. So we now go to the Surface Headphones 2 Plus, promised as something for business, which by its nature means it might be boring. What are some of the features of these Surface Headphones 2 Plus?
Well, see, these are being pushed towards business consumers, but I think that these, to me, are entertainment devices, frankly. I think that, you know, what you tend to find is in the Surface range, you have headphones that don't have the boom on them. This little microphone that pops down, I've got them on actually at the moment, not these, not the Microsoft ones, but a different brand. You don't get that with the Surface headphones because what happens is the microphone's actually built into the ear cup, right? Mm-hmm. So you can sort of use these to get around and enjoy music on travel or, you know, sitting at home if you want to listen to an audiobook or whatever. But you can also answer a call when it comes in. The interesting thing is that they do have the modern range of headsets. Microsoft Modern is the new name, is the new brand name, if you like, for these products, where you will have the option to have USB or Bluetooth connected headphones that do have the boom arm on the side that pops down, and then you can have a conversation with someone that way. What's better, really, it's up to the individual. I think, if I'm honest, I prefer them with a boom. The microphone tends to be better.
Yes. I've had that experience as well in terms of using some headset microphones over the years as well, that if you have one that has the boom that comes down, so the microphone can, you know, be in front of your mouth where a microphone belongs, tends to be a bit of a better element. So, Stephen, how much are we looking at the cost for these new Surface Headphones 2 Plus?
Well, a big difference to the modern range of headphones they're bringing out, because they start around $50, whereas these Surface Headphones 2 are going up to $300. Ooh. So, yeah, that's a considerable price. So suddenly I'm feeling the cheap coming out in me, or Scottish, as some might call it. And I'm going to go for the £50 ones, because to be honest, I don't think there'll be much difference. If I'm just using it to listen to my screen reader and get text audio or text essentially relayed back to me in audio form, I don't need anything more than that. But if you want music, if you want entertainment, if you want higher audio quality, then you're going to have to spend more on the Surface Headphones too.
Stephen, as you mentioned, Modern seems to be one of the brandings they're throwing around with some of these new products. So, for example, we've got here the Modern USB-C speaker, and, you know, folks love themselves a good speaker. So who is this one geared towards? And tell us a bit about some of the features of this USB-C speaker.
Well, this is a bit different, this one, because this isn't just your average, although it can be used as a Bluetooth speaker for music if you want, but this is actually built for calls. These are also called Teams certified devices, which means they've got actual buttons on the top that allow you to answer a Teams call, that allow you to change the volume, that allow you to mute the microphone. Very important button in our lives these days.
Critical.
Got to have that. But I love that. And I love the fact that it's got the physical connection as well. It's got an inbuilt cable that plugs in via USB-C straight into your laptop. So it will improve the sound quality from your laptop, give you better audio from that on those calls, if you're on Teams calls like I am most of my life, you know, then that is absolutely fantastic for that. You can use this to have that call, but you've got physical controls to mute, change the volume, and all of that. This is really built for people who enjoy a bit of nice music along the way, but also have to spend their life on Teams calls.
Very good. Although, personal gripe, I wish people would wear headphones on Zoom calls, because when I hear my own voice feeding back to me while I'm talking to someone on a Teams call, I get a little testy.
Not your voice, surely, Dave. It's gold.
Well, it has its moments. It has its moments. Stephen, what else do you guys have on deck for tonight's program?
Oh, what are we not talking about tonight? We spend a heck of a lot of time talking about Microsoft. That's because Apple have got a big announcement coming on the 20th. So we're going to be ruminating, if that's a word, about that. And we're going to be talking about Apple next week. So we felt it would be appropriate this week to talk about Microsoft a lot so that then next week allows us to talk all about Apple.
There you go. You have your vegetables so you can have your dessert next week. It makes sense
exactly.
to me. Hey, Stephen, yeah. always fun catching up with you. Have yourself a great day and we will talk to you in a couple weeks.
Thanks, Dave. Take care.
That is Stephen Scott. He's one of the hosts of Double Tap Canada, which you can hear Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern time on AMI Audio. Love their show. Always a bunch of fun. 8 p.m. Eastern time Thursdays on AMI Audio. And of course, we joined Stephen in Glasgow, Scotland. And follow that Double Tap team on Twitter at Double Tap Canada.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.